Learning further, how can you get a vaccine passport? From where? Which document? In India, for example, many government hospitals and allocated centers were authorized to vaccinate. The government of India has recently updated an app called Arogya Setu, an app making it possible to people to link their passport to their vaccination status. And according to step-wise guide issued by the Arogya Setu, a person can get vaccine by following the step mentioned on the website. Vaccinated people can be logged into on this particular website. So, dear student, we are learning about the new protocol that was prevailing in 2021. We have to go through this because this is what happened and how the industry got impacted. So, a term was used, travel bubble or bubble flights. We must know now what was the bubble flight those were considered. So bubble arrangements were a corridor that two countries agreed that, yes, we have so many passengers in our country who are stranded due to COVID. And on the other side, the other country said, we have so many passengers who were stranded to go down to your country. And special arrangements were made. And those were called travel bubble. Mind it, these are not the scheduled arrangement. These were special arrangements that were created to take the passengers who were supposed to be going and they were stuck for some reason or the other. So, is also known as travel corridors that were essentially an exclusive partnership between two or more countries. These countries should have shown considerable success in containing and combating the COVID pandemic within their respective borders. These arrangements were made where they would have seen that, yes, they successfully captured the further growth of COVID, and yes, with arrangements that was approved for travel bubble flight, meaning one seat empty, no closed flyer, taking off with 35 to 50% of the passenger were agreed. And it must be noted that India has such arrangement with 28 countries that were in 2021. Quite an understanding of that. Travel bubbles were made with United Arab Emirates, because huge number of employees who came before COVID and got stuck needed to go back. There were families who were stuck, who came down for a holiday or wanted to meet their spouse or their family members who were on the other side. Likewise, in UK, US, Canada, all those who were working for multinational companies and those who were stuck during the COVID, these type of arrangements were made for countries like UAE, UK, US, Canada, Japan, France, Germany, Bahrain, Qatar, the Maldives, Sri Lanka, and Nigeria, to list a few. Maldives came importantly ahead because Maldives was offering a transit for such countries who were insisting that post-COVID they should stay in another country if they had been an impact of COVID, it will be done okay by staying. And Maldives was a good transit point. So travel bubbles were under development in some places to revive air travel, which has plummeted during the pandemic. So these were just arrangements. It may be interesting to see how reopening the skies without quarantine requirement at both ends of a trip could help to reboost the global economy. Now, look at the topic that we are talking. We are talking about the quarantine requirement. Now, this was essentially a requirement that if you come in from a country, even if you have a negative report, they were asked to get quarantined for 15 days or 8 days or 10 days, whichever they could decide to offer in a specific market. Emerging opportunities, there will be some opportunities presented by the change in behavior. So what that happened is, because international borders were not opened up by many countries, then it saw a major boost for domestic tourism. And we in India really got benefited, and our tourism, domestic tourism, started showing a wonderful growth. Because internationally they could not travel, as such they opted for domestic destination. And wherein, in some states of India, we also had closure of airport for in domestic arrivals also, especially with the state that were impacted by COVID. So certain states in India noticed a growth, and some states were especially closed down. For example, Kerala, West Bengal, to mention one or two of them. So people apply using diligence and will select destination with low risk from the trusted source only. So people started picking up destination where, and mind it, we are talking of the travel bubble era, wherein they were still be careful because people were careful and pandemic was not declared as over in all over the world. So growth of an offbeat tourism activity like agri-tourism that involved participants of the local community started picking up, people started traveling locally, people picked up various factors instead of train or buses or flight, they took private vehicle, they started taking short distance travel, they started picking up to going to state where there are less reports of COVID, to mention few of the opportunities. Now we pick up the opportunity, and as I mentioned, solo travel will allow people to practice hygiene. So people started, instead of going with a group or to a destination where large number of groups are traveling, they started avoiding that. They picked up solo traveling. People will be looking for distance locations that are not crowded, which means the destination that always recorded a mass tourism, big number of tourist arrival. People started picking up destination when tourism started showing growth on by restriction getting slowly removed. They picked up destination that were safer and they were COVID free. It is but obvious that health and wellness tourism will be on the rise due to increase of awareness. People started adding up into their travel insurance that they were taking a COVID-related clause when they are protected for COVID-related sickness or any medical attention that was needed. Health and safety now go hand in hand with people are thinking about traveling. Now people are more careful. Even now, there are a number of people when they take a flight or they travel in a crowded bus or a train where they interact with a number of people, they still wear a mask on the face for the safety. And it may be observed that travel and tourism business may be required to have flexible approaches in dealing with their customers. So now things are registering and showing continuous growth. So travel and tourism sector may be using innovation and seeking the integration of new technologies. COVID came up and supported a lot of new technologies. And one of the new technologies that came in was contactless technologies, use of digital method, etc. So instead of showing and giving papers and documents and so on, digital documents were very much prepared. Cybersecurity is another aspect that has to be kept in mind for the context of distance working. And you know that a lot of meetings, a lot of platform of virtual approach was being made. Even some countries came up with showing their destination on virtual platform, meetings were held, travel exhibition and fair started happening on virtual platform. And new norm was where people were on the digital platform. That became as a new norm. In this context, transparency in interaction as well as proactive communication will become more important. We are counting on how things started changing post-COVID. So now we look again in 2023, what was said by UNWTO. This is again going through the history path of the travel and tourism development. Mind it, many of these which I'm discussing may have gone now. But yes, because it's a chapter that created so much of awareness about the safe travel, hygiene travel, we must go through in detail. So UNWTO said in beginning of 2023 that 95% of pandemic level would be back. And we are very close to it. We are reaching almost 90% plus of the pre-pandemic level, which is a quite positive sign. The countries like the region like Europe and the Middle East have reached those levels, rather have exceeded what they were in 2019. So according to a survey, most of the responded, 72% felt that global tourism industry is expected to perform better in 2023, which in markets of Europe and the Middle East did so well that they are 10 to 15% up what they were in 2019. However, most of the experts believe that international tourism will not return to 2019 level until 2024 or later. Yes, to some extent, we have noticed that. Recovery of the travel and tourism sector, we take the examples given in this slide to understand it. The US leisure travel expected to rebound strongly post-COVID. Statista mentioned this. US Travel ASTA said, US Travel Association, will see total domestic trip, both for business and leisure, exceeded 2019. As I mentioned, they started picking up the domestic travel because they felt domestic is more safe, you're closer to your home, you can always return within your home country. In case if anything major happens and international border gets closed down, you are ready to come back. Then we also noticed that forex spend surged to $27 billion on travel boom. According to the recent report by the Reserve Bank of India, we are picking up from Indian example, 90% of the US 7.5 billion jump in the foreign exchange spending is from the tourism. We registered a big foreign exchange earning through the tourism, and all that came from tourism because people were stopped in different countries. Relatives, friends were stopped, family members were stopped, and the travelers who wanted to come to India all started happening. That brought in for India foreign exchange reserves. We continue understanding way forward. The travel and tourism sector will emerge as a winner from the situation by adapting to strength, reducing weaknesses, identifying opportunities, and overcoming threats. These are all a positive approach which we have seen and also mentioned by United Nations World Tourism Organization that yes, we will move forward in tourism industry. Lot of revenge travel happened because those who did not travel for 2 years wanted to come out of their home country and travel somewhere, and they were selective of selection of a destination. So let's count on the strength. Our strength is the domestic tourism. We are blessed with 450 million middle class people, and that automatically helps many industries in India. that includes even tourism industry. Adoption capacity, safety and hygiene protocol, trip closer to home, value for money, responsible consumer behavior added as a strength to our growth of tourism industry. The government always considering fiscal incentive or some packages as support to the sector. We have some weakness and they are some market segment potentially affected are also high spenders. International long-haul flight were almost on a halt. Business travel and even domestic travel is also affected to some extent due to the restriction and unavailability of transport. Not many airlines were operating their full schedule. Even now, for example, few airlines haven't returned to India with their full schedule. A major disruption in the airline industry with airline failures and concentration. And the perception of travel is a risk that is a weakness. Many people still find it not comfortable to take up a travel because they never know what would get them stuck. As I mentioned, we were not even prepared for pandemic that stopped our travel happening all around the world for over 1 year. The weakness suggests with the restriction to travel continue for some period, low levels of demand when restarting tourism due to social distancing. Yeah, there is also seen some low demand. There are still some people who are really scared and worried about whether it is safe to travel and lack of references in previous downturns. People keep on to really understanding what could have gone wrong for this destination. And of course, the opportunity in our SWOT analysis, we saw the strength and the weakness. Now we come to the opportunities. There are quite a big number of opportunities to be tapped. They may rethink that business models to be changed. I mentioned one of the models that people have picked up is virtual platform. And business opportunity with emphasis on sustainability and sustainable oriented segment. For example, promoting health, nature and rural tourism. That's an opportunity to be tapped. And a de-escalated phase initiated by several countries towards a new norm that we talked about in form of hygiene, in form of distancing, in form of vaccination, or in form of digital. All these new norms are being picked up. Progress in adoption plans in destination and companies. And we come to the threat from the SWOT analysis. Uncertain economy environment, world recession. Some countries are going through recession that we have noticed. For example, China has slowed down. And rising unemployment. Because of the COVID, a lot of jobs went off. And because the industry hasn't come back into full action, there are unemployment that is prevailing many places and many industries. And jobs are at risk. They don't know when they would be asked to leave because of the slowing down, because of the recession. Many businesses, new startups were closed down and disposable income became limited because we started spending on our basic needs first. So travel never stood as the basic need. It was food, shelter, health that was taken, and clothing, of course, taken as the basic need. People, whatever income that was made available to them, they kept spending for themselves. Uncertain length of pandemic, including resurgence. People are scared it may come back again. And in many countries, they noticed vaccine wasn't available because the vaccine production was limited in certain countries. Some countries were gifting and donating to some other country, ultimately creating a shortfall or a shortage of the product and availability of vaccine was limited. So the extent of lockdown and travel restriction, an unknown form of new norm, also is a threat. We never know what would come up once again. We never know what would be the new sort of disturbance that tourism industry could face, because we took the COVID also as unprecedented event that happened. With this, I conclude my lecture. It was always the pleasure of mine to talk to my students, to talk to you, my dear student, and thank you very much for listening to me and learning from me. I am Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Have a